Okay, we are up to Yechezkel Perek Mem Aleph, and this Perek continues the description that Yechezkel is shown by the Ish that brings him, Bederech HaNevuah, to the Bayis HaShlishi. We started to discuss it in the last Perek, and this Perek continues, and the Perek starts off as he's going into the Heichal, as he's going from the outer Chaseros. Again, it's not exactly the same, it's very different actually, between from Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. There are parallels, but there are differences. He goes into the Heichal. Vayivieni el haHeichal. He is brought into the Heichal. We know this switch from the Chatzer to the Heichal is a different level of Kedusha. We know the Mishnah tells us in the first parak of Masechas Kelim that there are 10 levels of Kedusha to the universe. Right, the Chutz Laaretz has no kedusha. The first level is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael mekudeshes b'kol ha'aratzos. Eretz Yisrael has more kedusha, and kedusha again is always reflected in halacha. So, what reflects the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? That you bring the karbana omer, the bikurim, the shtialechem. Interesting, why the Mishnah does not just say all the mitzvahs atulias ba'aretz. But again, not for now. And then the Mishnah goes into the walled cities. Ayaras Mekavas Choma is even more kadosh. Lifnim Menachoma in Yerushalayim is the next level of Kedusha. We know that's where we eat Kachet Kalim and Maaser Sheni. Har Habayis Mekudesh Mimenu, more than the rest of Yerushalayim, because Tuma Hayotze Migufo, Zav Zava Nida Yoledes cannot go in there. The Chel, the gate around the Azara, is the next level. Goyim and Tmei Mesim cannot go in there. Ezras Nashim, we're almost up to where we're up to. Ezras Nashim is more Mekudesh than that. A Tful Yom can't go in. Ezras Yisrael, the eastern side of the Azara, 11 Amos in the Bayis Sheni. But in Bayis Shlishi, there are different measurements. Ezras Yisrael, Mekudeshes Mimena, Mechusei Kippurim can't go in. Finally, Ezras Kohanim, near the Mizbeach, is more Mekudesh than that. Yisraelim can only go in there when they need to, for Smicha, for Shechita, for Tznufa, the Mishnah says, towards the end of the first parak. Interesting that Shechita is mentioned. We know Shechita is Kshera Bazar. But is there a Lachadchila for Azar to do it? Maybe the Kohanim should do it. Here it says, Makam Tsarech is for the Yisrael to go in to do Shechita. Mishnah test made ha'ulam v'la mizbeach mekudesh bimena, the area to the west side of the mizbeach, between the ul of mizbeach and the hallway, that is more mekudesh than outside. Ba'ali mumin, even if you're a kohen, can't go in there, puri rosh. And here we go. Ha'heichal mekudesh bimenu. The heichal, where Yechezkel is being shown right now, v'yivyeinu ala heichal, the heichal is more mekudesh than the area, but you know, ulam ala mizbeach, she'nichnas l'sham, shalarachos yadayim v'raglayim. Nobody could go there without having their hands washed from the kiyar. And after that, there's only one level up. Kodesh kadashim mekudesh mehem. Kodesh kadashim is more kadosh than the heichal, she'nichnas l'sham, elakoyen gadol, b'yom kippurim, b'shas avoda. So that is where Yechezkel is being shown right now. He is being brought to the Heichal. One discussion which we didn't mention last time, but again, it has to do with all of these prakim. As these prakim, again, we're not going to read all of the details, but all of them are mentioned, and there are machlokos. A lot of it is not exactly clear. What are the walls? What are the areas? Where are the walls that are being spoken about? That is why as we mentioned last time, Bayis Sheni, even though they had the Nevuah of Yechezkel already, they just couldn't understand it. There were a lot of things that were not clear, and that's why Bayis Sheni was built differently than Bayis Shlishi, even though the Nevuah was already out there. The question is, Bayis Shlishi, the Rishonim discussed fascinatingly, are we really going to build Bayis Shlishi? This Nevuah, this vision that Yechezkel is having, is that Lemaisus to tell us how to build it, or is this just letting us know? We know that as a Machlokes, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, whether Bayis Shlishi is going to come down from heaven, ready built. As we know, the Chazal that we learn when we're younger, that every time we do a mitzvah, there's another brick on the base of Migdash, and every time we do an aveir, there's a brick taken off. But that is the machlokes in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Rashi says there on the bottom, Af Agav, he says, talking about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash being at night on the 14th, on the 15th, Rashi says it's not going to problem of happening on Yantif. Even though we say Ain Binyan Beis Hamikdash Docha Yantif, but Hani Mili Binyan Abani Bidei Adam, man, we know, based on Tzvichas Apsukim, man cannot build a Mishkan of the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos or Yantif. Avo Mikdash Ha'asid, Shanu Mitzapin, Banui Umishuchlalhu, Yigalev Yavo Mishamayim. The third Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi, is going to come down from heaven. We're not going to have to build this. It could even come on Shabbos. Shenemar Mikdash Hashem Kodenu Yadecha. Right, what we say by the Shira. And Tosfos also there says, like Rashi, agreeing with Rashi. Rashi and Tosfos both say here that it's going to come down. And that's Meduyuk, if we look in the Siddur, in the Tefillah of Nachem, We say, Hashem, you brought it, you built it. Viata asilif nosa latzota ba'ish. Right, you're going to bring it down through fire. Right, so even in Nachim, it sounds like it's going to come down. But the Rambam clearly said otherwise. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, when he talks about what Mashiach is going to do, not in Hilchas Beis Abchira, interestingly, which talks about the building of the Beis HaMikdash, but in the 11th parak, the second to last parak in all of Mishnah Torah, the Rambam talks about what the Melech HaMashiach is going to do. HaMelech HaMashiach, Asid La'amod, Ulahachzir, Malchus Beis David, Liyishna HaMemshala HaRishona. He's going to return Malchus Beis David to its original authority. Ubone Mikdash. There it is. He's going to build a Mikdash, Umakabetz Ditche Yisrael, and gather all in all the exiles. V'chozrin kol ha-mishpatim b'yam v'kshayom mikodem. All the laws are going to return. Makriv and Karbanos. V'osin shmitim v'yovlos. V'chol mitzvasan ha-muros, v'kocha mitzvasan ha-muros b'torah. Right, that only applies if all the Shvatim are in the right place. So Mashiach is going to help us figure out which Shevet we're from. The Rambam adds, V'chol she'eno ma'amin bo, o mi she'eno mechake libiyaso. If somebody does not believe that will happen, or somebody does not hope for its coming, mechake libiyaso, lo b'shar b'vad, lo b'shar nevi'im b'vadu kofer, not only is he a kofer in other nevi'im, like Yechezkel, ela b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu, even in Moshe Rabbeinu, because it says in the Torah, "V'shav Hashem l'kecha shivuzcha v'chamcha v'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim im yiyan idacha v'ksei Hashem misham v'kibetzcha Hashem l'kecha." The Pesukim say in the Torah that Hashem is going to bring us back. Also in Parshas Bilam, it's a reference the Rambam talks about. But either way, that is the Rambam that there's going to be a binyan shlishi by Mashiach by humans. Machlokas Rashi Tosas versus the Rambam. What exactly is going to happen? The Aruch Laner there in Sukkah, maybe says he tries to make shalom. Maybe there's a machlokas, and we're talking about the binyan. It doesn't sound like that way. It sounds like Rashi is talking about the physical mikdash, right? Because he's talking about binyan docha Shabbos. But it says the Aruch Laner, near Lerias Daiti, Devade beis ha-mikdash la'asilavo yibane binyan mamish bide adam. Uma shenomar mikdash Hashem karenu yadecha, shenidrash betanchuma sheyevi lamatu beis ha-mikdash ruchani, sheyavo letoch beis ha-mikdash hanivne gashmi, kineshama betoch haguf. The upper base of Mikdash is going to come down like a neshama. Ukimoshe yarad b'mishkan ubeis hamikdash ha'eish shal mala toch ha'eish shal hediot she nivar be'etzim. It's going to come down inside, and therefore the base of Mikdash will be built. But what will come down will be the neshama of the mikdash, so to speak. Doesn't sound that way from Rashi and Tosfos, but that is what he says. So Yechezkel is brought into the Heichal, Vayamar Se'elim, and he measured the walls, Sheish Amos Rochav Mipo, Vesheish Amos Rochav Mipo. He measures the width of the walls, 6 Amos over here, 6 Amos over there. He goes through Verochav Peslach, the width of the Peslach is 10 Amos wide, again 5 and 5 on each side, and he goes through all of the measurements from east to west. Vayamad pasik dalad, vayamad es erko esrim ama. The length was 20. Verochav esrim ama alpnei hahechal. Vayomri elai. And then it was said to me, Zeh, as I'm getting there, Zeh kodesh hakodeshim. This is the kodesh kodeshim, right? It's going in there into the kodesh kodeshim. It does not yet describe anything in the kodesh kodeshim, but Zeh kodesh kodeshim, and he is inspired by that realization. We know the kodesh kodeshim housed the Aron in the second base of Mikdash. It didn't house anything. Pashtus, right? It was empty. But the Iker was the Aron. Rav Soloveitchik writes that even Bisman Bayisheni, in order for there to be a concept of a Beis HaMikdash, there has to be an Aron with the Luchos at the center. Doesn't make sense. There's no Kedusha divorced from Torah and the source of Luchos and Mikdash. And therefore, said Rav Soloveitchik, the Rambam says, and based on the Chazal, that Shlomo HaMelech built an underground place in order to put the Aron, and the Yoshio HaMelech put it there. Why was that needed? Because that's the source of Kedusha. If that wouldn't have been there wouldn't have been a Bayisheni. Right? Even if the Bayisheni was physically there, but if you don't have the Luchos with the Aron with the Luchos inside of it, it wouldn't have had Kedusha. That's where Rav Shachter quotes from Rav Soloveitchik in Simin Yud Beis and Eretz HaTzvi. That's the source for all Kedusha. And that's why he extends that same thing with a Shul. A Shul has Kedusha, real Kedushas, Mikdash Ma'at, only if there's an Aron there. Right? It's Medeuk in the language of the Rambam in Hilchos Tfila. Ubonin bo Heichal, Shemenichin bo sefer Torah, ubeis haKnesses sheein bo aronim sefer Torah, e efshar sheyielo kedushas beis haKnesses. Right, Rav Soloveitchik said, based on that Rambam, that there's no kedusha because all kedusha flows from the Torah and the luchos v'chulu. And this really relates to the halacha that we know Bryce in Megillah Chavav, the difference between Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Mitzvah do not have inherent Kedusha because it's just used for a mitzvah. And therefore, after it's used, one can technically throw it out in a Chavad way. Lulav, Shofar, Sukkah, Tzitzis, V'chulu. But Tashmishei Kedusha, anything that was connected to the Ksav of Torah, Mezuzah, Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah box, Tefillin boxes, V'chulu, so that is all that has inherent kedusha. Why? Because it connected to the Ksav of Torah. Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hakneses, the root of it is the Aron, which houses the Luchos, and that is in the Kodesh Kadashim. So when he says here, Zeh Kodesh HaKadashim, the kedusha that will again return, and it's even there Arayam Azeh, because the Aron is underneath, that is the source of all kedusha, and that is what Yechezkel sees here. If you look in the Minchas Asher in Shmos Simenun, he discusses the Luchos Ha'edus. Interestingly, question that many ask: Shlomo HaMelech, not Shlomo HaMelech, in the second Beis Hamikdash, there were many. Shlomo also built many, but there were many menorahs built, and there were many shulchanos built. And in the second Beis Hamikdash, they built a lot of new kelim. Why didn't they build another Aron? The Aron was underneath, so why didn't they build another Aron? They didn't have the Luchos, but they could just build another Aron to put into the Kodesh Kadashim. What's the answer? An Aron without the Luchos is nothing. Right? The whole Mahus of the Aron is to house the Luchos, right? They're called Aron Ha'edus, or Luchos Ha'edus, says the Minchas Asher. Vanira, Delohevi Arambam, the Mitzvah Zu. The Rambam does not bring the Mitzvah of building the Aron as part of Asli Mikdash, because that's never going to be a Mitzvah. We should necessarily, Dasiyas Ha'aron, L'shaita Namra, Ve'ina Mitzvah L'daros, L'vishe Ein Inyan Ha'aron, Ela B'luchos Ha'edus, Hamuf Kedisbo. And once the Aron and Luchos were put away, there's no reason at all. And he says, maybe it's even Meduyuk in a Rashi. Rashi writes in Perachav Hey Pasachav Aleph, Ve'el Ha'aron Titena So'edus Sheratene Lecha. To the Aron put the Luchos Ha'edus. Rashi says, Lo Yadati Loma Nechpal. Shek Far Nehmar, V'nasat El Aron Ha'edus. I already know. Why is it doubled? So Rashi says, you know what the Chiddush is? It's telling you, first put in the Luchos, and then put the cover on, and then put on the Kaporis. That's Rashi. Asks the Minchas Asher, what's the Havamin otherwise? You need a Pasach to tell me that. You can't put the Aron in if the cover's on. So obviously, you have to put the Luchos in, and then put the cover on. Do you need a pasuk to tell me that? So he quotes that he once heard from the Divrei Yatzir, from his Rebbe, maybe all the whole Aron was Bederech Neis, it was no Siyas Nosav, it didn't take up any space, so maybe this also would have been, you know, miraculous, could have gotten the Luchos inside. But he thinks, no, Vanir Lefit Arkenu, no, Rashi's emphasizing, don't think that, oh, you put the cover on, that's the Aron, and then when you get the Luchos, you know, you can take the cover off and put it in. No, the Luchos, the Aron is not complete in its essence unless the Luchos are in there and then the cover is on. That's part of the definition of building the Aron, and you have to put that in first because the Aron without the Luchos is meaningless, and that's exactly what Rav Soloveitchik said also, and that whole togetherness, that whole unit is the source for all the Kedusha. And that's what Yechezkel sees here when he gets up to the Kodesh Kedashim. And he continues viewing from Pasuk Hey, Pasuk Vav, a lot of cubicles and little rooms, one on top of another, more than 30 rooms. Again, a discussion exactly how they were situated, one on top of another, how were the walls underneath, and the Pesukim describe how they were built. Between the Lashachos, he goes through again many of the details and how everything fit together. Rashi and the Radak go through their understanding. The Psukim a little bit later and Pasuk Tezayin and Yudzayin discuss Al Me'al HaPesach Tezayin Hasipim HaChalonim HaTumos Vatikim, the windows Neged Asaf Schif Eitz Saviv Saviv. There was wood paneling throughout in order to be able to put the gold plate on, right? Once you put up the walls, you needed like a base. So it describes that there was wood there. Al me'al ha'pesach v'albayis ha'pinimi v'lachutz. On all the inside, there was this wooden base. What was on it? There were reliefs. There were pictures that were engraved in. V'asui kruvim v'timorim. There were kruvim, right? Whatever the face of the kruvim were, and timorim, and trees. And dates, tamarim, date trees, in between on the relief. Timora ben kruv la kruv, v'shnai panim la kruv. There was a kruv and a tamar, and a kruv and a tamar. On every kruv, there were two faces. What were the two faces? One was a human face, and one was a lion, a kfir. Ufnei adam el tamara mipo, ufnei kfir el tamara mipo, asui el kol habayis. So the whole area had this inside. This is what was seen. the beauty that this is what will be, and this is what was seen by Yecheskel. Me'aras ani ala Pesach hakruvim atimer masuyim, from floor to ceiling, v'kir ha'hechal, and also the ceiling, ha'hechal mezuzas revua, p'nei HaKodesh hamare kemare. And the p'nei HaKodesh was the mare, and the sentence is not finished. Hamare kemare, then it's going to go on to the Mizbeach. What was seen here? It's not, the pasuk is not finished. If you look at Rabbi Breuer says it was, he was looking into the Kodesh Kodashim, and Yechezkel was like in shock, just that the Shechina had returned, so he didn't even finish his sentence. The train of thought was left unfinished, Rabbi Breuer says. The prophet looks about him in amazement. Is it possible that the glory of God had already taken upon its abode in the sanctuary? So he sees this vision of the Shechina that has returned, and he cannot even comment about it. And then we have Pasuk Chaf Beis. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Chazal have a lot to say about. HaMizbeach ate shalosh amos gavoa, the Mizbeach, where it's 3 amos high, v'arko 2 amos, v'ksos of low, v'arko v'kiros of 8, wood, v'idaber elai zeh shulchan ha'shel lefnei Hashem. So the Mizbeach is described here. Which Mizbeach is exactly being described here? It's not clear. We know there are two Mizbeachs. There's the outer Mizbeach, the inner Mizbeach, so the question is not exactly sure which Mizbeach is being described here. And also, there are no other kalim described in this parak. Why is this Mizbeach being described? So some say, oh, maybe it's like the Mizbeach. We know all the Kalim were described in Truma, except for the Mizbeach at the end of Parshas Tetzaveh, right? The Mizbeach Azov is already described separately there. So maybe here too. Maybe here too for the same reasons. But either way, this is a Mizbeach that we're not 100% clear which Mizbeach is being described. But we do know there is a Mizbeach, and then the end of the Pasuk all of a sudden switches to Shulchan. Vayedaber Eli, Zeh HaShulchan, Asher, Lefnei Hashem. So Chazal asks, Maseches Brachos, Maseches Chagiga, what happened here? The Pasuk starts off by talking about a Mizbeach, and then goes into a Shulchan. Says the Gemara, Nun Heyam and Aleph in Brachos, Pasach Mizbeach Vasiyam B'Shulchan, Rabbi Yochanan Ver Balazar, Dami Shavayu, Kolz Man Shemesa Migdash Kayam, Mizbeach Machaper. As long as we had a base of Migdash, the Mizbeach is Machaper, Al Yisrael. V'yachshav, Shulchanado Shalad Machaper Olav. There's a connection between the Mizbeach and the Shulchan. While we had a base of Migdash, we get Kapara through the Mizbeach. But after that, our Shulchan, our table and our houses, bring us Kapara. Some say it's through the Torah that we learn. Some say it is the Hachnasas Archim. That's what Rashi says in the end of Maseches Chagiga. But this is the Gemara about that. Rabbeinu Bachai quotes a fascinating Medrash and Minhag, in Parshas Truma, Perachav Hei Pasachav Gimel. The Rabbeinu Bachai quotes, V'halechem sh'al ha'shulchan hu chashev k'karban al gabi ha'mizbeach. And the bread on the table is like the karban. K'sha'adam tov ayin meitivu ma'achil sham ha'aniyim. As a person, he goes to the Hachnasas Archim Derech, when people are good to the aniyim and they give, so that helps bring kapara. And then he quotes the Gemara, and then he quotes, Minhag chasidim shebet tzarfas. The minhag of chasidim in tzarfas. Sha'osim mishulchanam aron l'kfura. They would take their dining room table and make it into their coffin. Lahoros. Ki ha'adam lo yisa me'uma biyadov lo yelvenu ba'amalo ki im hatstaka sha'asa b'chayav v'hatova shehu meitev al shulchano. That's what a person takes with him. The good, the smiles, the food that he gave to the ani, to the archim, says that's what's brought. Amazing, minag brought. If you look in the Shulchan Shal Arba, also, Rabbeinu Bachai, he quotes there also, V'kolze lo'orer v'lekvoa b'levavos, ki ha'adam elu yagiu siyo la'av v'yala ashro la'osher ha'melech shlomo lo yisa b'yadam u'uma. Me'amolosh yamol tach l'shemesh. It's not coming with us. Ki ha'matov sh'osav atztaka shumarachim esaniyim. All that's what's going to come with us. The Rinas Yitzchak, here he has a lumdish question. Right, he says, we know that the Mizbeach, there was a time that a Mizbeach could function without a Beis HaMikdash, right? We know the Rama Paskins, like those Tanoim, that Makrivin Karbanos al Mizbeach, Afalpi She'en HaMikdash Banui. If we would be able to have a Beis HaMikdash, if we would know exactly where to put the Mizbeach, but we could bring Karbanos even without a Beis HaMikdash. So if we have a Mizbeach without a Beis HaMikdash, do we need the Shulchan? It says, when we had a Mizbeach, the Mizbeach was Bechaper. But now we have our Shulchan. What if we have a Mizbeach but not a Mikdash? If you look at the language of the Gemara says, Bizmacha Beis HaMikdash Ayakayim, it sounds like it's in the Mikdash. But the Mizbeach itself brings the Kapara. So he has that question. It says, Nira the Tali Rakhmi Mizbeach, if it goes by the Kapara. So he says, maybe the point is, even if we have Mizbeach, we don't really have full Kapara. Because the Nitziv writes in the Hemek Dover and Bechukosai, even though you're allowed to bring Karbanos, let's say after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, before Beitar. We had a Mizbeach, but we only brought Psachim on it. We didn't bring other karbanos that were Reach Nichoach. So we still didn't achieve Kapara, even if technically we could bring certain karbanos. But that is the message, the Shulchan and the Mizbeach. But the second half of the Pasuk is also very exciting. Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. The Ben Ishchai writes in Parshas Vayera that there is a minhag to say that whenever one sets a table for the Seder, for Shabbos, for Yontif, Ayedaber Eli, Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. And there's also another remez that is used for in the idea of a Suda. Right, besides the fact, I should mention it, besides, it's mentioned in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos in the third parak, right? It says in the Mishnah Gimel or Mishnah Dalet, depending on your edition, the Mishnah says, Shlosha Sha'achlu, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Shlosha Sha'achlu HaShulchan Echad, V'lo Amar Lo Divrei Torah, Ki Lo Achlu Mizivchei Mesim, quotes a pasuk in Yishayahu. But then, Avos Shlosha Sha'achlu HaShulchan Echad, V'lo Amar Lo Divrei Torah, Ki Lo Achlu Mishulchano Shal Makom, She'ne'amar, V'idaber Eliza HaShulchano Shal Lefnei Hashem. Our pasuk is quoted, right, related to Divrei Torah, because Rabbi Lau writes in the Yachal Yisrael on Pirkei Avos, because if we say Torah by our meal, it shows that we're not eating to eat. We're not living to eat, we're eating in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah puts the food into a context, right, and that's Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. But again, the Ben Ishchai says to say that, he had to say that as we set a table, and the Zohar, the Tikkuni Zohar says that the Zohar in Chela Gimel, Reish Mem Hei, that there is a remez here. We know that we're supposed to have two chalot at every meal, Lecha Mishta, that's what the Gemara says, but the Zohar has 12. Where do you know 12 from? Zeh. Zeh HaDavar, our Pasuk. Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem, right? Zeh is Gematria 12. Right, so there's only two Gematrias that are found in Halacha in Shas, that are the basis for Halacha. So we know Nazir, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, and that is Yihyeh. The Gematria of Yiyah is 30, and therefore Stam Nazir is Shloshim Yom, and the other one, sorry, I just got the Gemara, the other Gematria is how much oil in the used in the Beis HaMikdash, Pei Teslam and Aleph in Meseches Menachas, it says, Hin Treser Luge, a Hin is 12 Lug. How do you know a Hin is 12 Lug? Because it says, Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yez Zeh Lila Dor Ezechem, Zeh Begematria Treser Havian. So the Zohar, I guess, playing up on that, the Zohar says that Zeh is Gematria 12, you should have 12 Chalas for Shabbos, right? And the Reb Chaim Yivalazhin, the Keser Rosh, quotes that the Gra said there's never a machlokas between the Nigla and the Nistar. If there is, we're misunderstanding one. So the Shaila is, the Nigla says we're supposed to have two Chalas every Shabbos. And the Zohar says 12. So how do you get 12 if there are only supposed to be two? So explain the Mefarshim that the Zohar, really, we're misunderstanding the Zohar. The Zohar didn't say 12 Chalas versus two. There's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rashba, how to understand a Gemara in Brachas, and Shabbos, Brachas, I think, Lamites, that it says that Rav Ashi was Botseya Akula Sherusa. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means to cut a big piece of challah. But the Rashba says it means that he cut each of his challahs. Each of the challahs. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes Rashi, but the Marshal and the Shla and the other Achronim say, L'chadchila, try to be like do like the Rashba and cut both challahs. If you cut both challahs at every meal into halves, six challahs on Shabbos, that's 12 pieces. Really, the Zohar means 12 chatsa'in, 12 halves, alluded to in the Zeh. So really, if you learn the Bavli like the Rashba and you cut both, so that's putting together the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But either way, that is alluded to in this pasuk of Eidaber Eli, Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem. So again, Yechezkel is going further in, and he has reached up until the Kodesh Kadashim. The next parak will discuss the different chatseros as we continue with the description of Bayis Shlishi.